You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Omar again.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time, y'all. We're going to talk about love and life and loss. We're going to break down that thing called hurt and pain. And of course, we're going to shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing called education. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course I call that motivation.
Lean in, listen up now.
OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to the OMG Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, and on tonight's segment, it's called Open Air. It's where I get an opportunity to unpack things that are on my mind. And tonight, on my mind are four things: gratitude, faith, hope, and love. I believe in this time, you know, this is a really unusual climate. It's one that my generation hasn't quite experienced before. Now, our generations before us have been through this. You know, the temperature in the climate has been one of contention. It's been very hostile. And so on tonight's show, I want to infuse some love. I want to put our mind back in perspective. We can be grateful for the fact that we are able to vote. We can be grateful for the fact that we are alive. We can be grateful for the fact that we are able to see, able to hear, able to think, able to feel. In the midst of all the challenges going on, you know, I think back on the days of the Selma March and how they were marching across the bridge for the right to vote. Well, we have the right to vote, even though the powers that be sometimes will try to suppress the vote. Our focus today, tonight, in this season, should be one of gratitude, to be grateful for the opportunity to vote, to be grateful for the opportunity to have a voice, to be grateful for the opportunity to have multiple platforms for people to be elevated to a status where people can listen to their opinions and their views. I also believe that in this time, this season, we need to help those that have been feeling lonely. You know, I am married, but there are people that are single. There are people that are feeling lost. There are people that are perhaps without a job on this evening. And so we have to make it our responsibility to check in with people. Check in on somebody that you know and that you care about. Make sure they're okay. Make sure that the darkness isn't overwhelming them. It seems like the numbers of suicide and the calls to suicide hotlines have went up. But it doesn't have to be so. If we would just take the time to check in with some of our friends, speak life to them, speak love to them, encourage them. Sometimes it's just a word of encouragement. You know, I'm going to be in a couple of different places. I recently lost an auntie, and while it was a sad occasion to be gathering because of the loss of my 86-year-old auntie, Alberta Strong, it was a bittersweet experience because the bitterness was, yes, we were, you know, celebrating the life of an amazing woman who was saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. The sweet part of it was that I got an opportunity also to spend time with family, family that I don't get an opportunity to see often, but it was good for my soul. And so what I want to encourage you tonight to do, inventory of family members that you perhaps might not have spoken with, might not have had a chance to visit. You know, it's real easy to book a trip and go somewhere out of the country or to take a trip and go somewhere and spend time alone. But it's also fulfilling when you get an opportunity to be around friends and around family, where you're just loved on, where you're celebrated just for being you, where you're appreciated just for being there. Sometimes we have have to peel away from some things in order to set the priority to family and to friendship and to fellowship, spending some time with somebody you enjoy spending time with, instead of it being around a funeral, which mine was this past last weekend. I wish it were an occasion where I had intentionally and deliberately planned a trip to go to Alabama just to spend time with family. So I'm making a commitment to carve out some time in my future to make trips down south just to visit family without there being a funeral, for family reunions, and just to visit. See, if some of my cousins want to travel, they are way cool. And I have friends, and I'm actually going to see a friend this weekend, and I'm excited about that. And it's not a funeral. It's not a sad occasion. And I'm excited that I get an opportunity to love on my friend and my friend to love on me. So that's one of the things that I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about loving on those that are around you, those that are already in your life, those that are in your circle. I want to talk about having gratitude for the things you already possess. Those of us that have houses or cars or good health or parents that are still alive, or God blessed you to be able to give birth to children and you get to instill in them moral and values and things that will help them and serve them well in life. Also, we're talking about faith, those things that you can have faith for in your future as well as in your present. And then most people are feeling hopeless in a new kind of a way. I am so full of hope, and I'm so full of faith, and I'm so full of gratitude for where Daddy God has positioned me in this season. I'm in a season where I'm back in Chicago. I get an opportunity to see both my parents. I get an opportunity to spend time with some of my siblings. I get an opportunity to be my husband's helpmate and to love on those members of our church and to befriend some of the sister friends at the church and get to know them and serve in ministry and in leadership. I'm so incredibly grateful for the opportunity that I've been given to broaden my circle of association, broaden my circle and sphere of influence. I'm grateful for this opportunity that I've been given to act and to do the things that I love to do, to act, to empower, to encourage people. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear about some of the things you're grateful for. If you've got a comment or you've got a question or you want to share a story of gratitude, feel free to call in. The phone number and the lines are open right now, 347-324-5246. Press 1 to be entered onto the call. One of the things that I love to do, I get an opportunity to travel around and do what I call a drive-by for Christ. And in this hostile environment where there are people being gunned down in different places, my drive-by just means I take the word of God, I fill up empty holes in people's soul, I fill it with love, joy, kindness, and peace, which is God's word. It is unchanged, and it remains the same. So the only thing I'm shooting is joy. I'm shooting love from the center of my heart. And on tonight's show, as we unpack and open up a conversation about gratitude and about love and about faith and about hope, my heart's desire is that you too have a story or a testimony that you want to share with me and the listening audience so that they can be further encouraged, further inspired, further equipped to deal with some of the things that come up. You know, during the holidays, there are a lot of people that feel lonely. And I had someone comment to me earlier today. They said, loneliness is a big area of concern for a lot of people on social media. Now, part of that is because some people have created artificial friendships that they believe are real because people are engaging and interacting with them. But when times get hard, they don't feel like those friends are reaching out to them or are hearing their pain or noticing that they may perhaps be in a dark place. And that's because perhaps the time to cultivate real friendships, the time just wasn't put in. So we have to make sure that we have our boundaries up for what's real and what's Memorex, who real friends are and who social media association friendships are. There's a huge difference between a friend that I have in my life and a social media friend. That does not mean that some of the people that I associate with on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter or LinkedIn aren't my real friends, because I have real friends that I'm also social media friends with. But I know the difference. When I'm having a dark day, or when there's something devastating taking place in my life, or when I've lost a loved one, I know who I can actually pick up the phone and call and request prayer, or ask them if they would encourage me in some way, shape, form, or fashion, versus when I post something on social media and people may respond, and that is beautiful, that is fine, that is lovely, but I also know the importance of human contact. And so I'm grateful that I have real friends in my life. I'm grateful that I know who they are. I also created something years ago where I had a list of people that depleted me, meaning those that seem to always want something from me, be it encouragement, be it advice. And then I had a list of people who I know I can call when I need to have a deposit made. If you find yourself in a dark place, if you find yourself feeling hopeless, I want to encourage you to know who you can talk to when you need to be filled up, when you need to be encouraged, when you need to be inspired, and then know which calls you have to put off because you're running on fumes or running on empty. And so on tonight, I want to pray for some people. If you have a prayer request, I want to be sure to pray for you this evening. If you have a need to be encouraged, if you'd like to be motivated, simply let me know. I'm so grateful that God has given me the ability or gift to be able to infuse into others inspiration or hope. And so let's unpack gratitude. Let's deal with gratitude. I have a couple of journals behind me on this shelf, gratitude journals. And a part of why I started writing those journaling, because it's really easy to get caught up in what you don't have. When I'm not booking shows, it's real easy to think about how many times I auditioned and may not have booked a show. But then I think, wow, Lord, look at all the work you've blessed me to do. Look at all the opportunities that I didn't even have to audition for that were put before me. Or, Lord, the fact that I get to wake up every single day and do exactly what I love to do, and people actually pay me to do it, that in itself is a huge blessing. Then there are those that lose perspective of what they can be grateful for. Your health. Waking up, mind. You know, right now, my mom, who's 85 years old, love her to life, she's having some challenges with her memory. And I think about having conversations with her, and sometimes the conversations get a little lost or repetitive, and how grateful I am to be here with her to try to make sense of some of the things that don't make sense to her anymore, or to try to untangle some things that she may get confused about. I count it a joy to be a blessing to my mom in this season, because my mother is one of the strongest, most amazing women I know, very independent, very successful in her own right, put six kids, you know, to put them through school and college. She's got a doctor in the family, and, you know, none of us were in jail. None of us were strung out on drugs. She's been a good mom. And so my desire is to honor her in this season, to be a good daughter, to love her, respect her where I can. And so that's a part of one of the things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful in this season. I feel so blessed in this season to be able to do that for her. And yet, even in that, I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. It would, as with all things, anything that you take on, you've got to make space for that. You've got to make room and time for that. And that's a patience game, helping a relative, a parent, or a loved one who's dealing with dementia or some kind of physical challenge. And so I am grateful that I get to serve her. I'm grateful that I get to see her and spend time. I'm grateful that I can assist her in areas that she may need help with. And so, and there are some of you out there that I'm sure have that same story. And I believe in this season in particular, as we come up onto the holidays, and there are a lot of people who are unmarried. There are people who either don't have children or at the age where they're empty nesters and their children aren't home, and or they've lost a parent, a loved one, or someone that means a lot to them, and they can begin to feel lonely. And I want to encourage you, pick up the phone and call somebody and tell them how you feel. Don't go at this alone, because the enemy seeks to separate you, to single you out. He's a snake like that. He will single you out and separate you and make you think nobody cares. But I'm here to tell you, we care. God cares. His love is more than enough, and it's more than, and it's sufficient enough to fill you to overflow. He is more than enough. And so in this season, don't allow yourself to go into a deep space where you don't feel love or you don't feel hope. Hope to dream and imagine. My husband and I play a game called What If? And what if it's a game where we, you know, what if this would happen or what if that would happen? The moment you stop imagining, the moment you stop dreaming, the moment you stop thinking about your future, the moment you stop thinking that life can get better, the moment you stop appreciating where your now is before you get to your next is when you lose perspective of what God is trying to do through you. You know, there's a scripture that talks about counting it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. And to me, counting it all joy means you get to add some things to you, add a different kind of trust, add a different kind of faith, add a different kind of hope, add a different kind of belief. You get to add some things to you when you fall into diverse temptation, meaning when you fall into a difficult situation, when you find yourself in a challenge and you can't see your way out, add some stuff to you. Add more time with God in that season. Add a different relationship with some of your friends in that season. That's what God will allow you or afford you to do. So when I talk to you tonight about hope, for example, I want to know what are some of the things you're hoping for? What are some of the things you have faith about? I have faith and a trust and a hope in God like never before, because I have been through some valleys in my life. This week, a friend of mine by the name of Claudia Parker showcased me on a segment called 5 Minutes of Faith. And I took the time to reveal my personal testimony of having been gang raped at the tender age of 15 while I was a virgin. And I talked about that story because I had been drinking and smoking at the time. And so back then, in my little naive mind, I thought it was my fault. I thought I caused it because I had been drinking and I had been smoking. But I realized later in life, no matter what someone is wearing, no matter what someone is doing, it does not give a person permission to violate you or to take something from you that you didn't want to give. And my hope for you tonight is, if you've been battered, if you have been assaulted or mistreated, that you learn to have forgiveness. Forgiveness will take you a long way. I am grateful that I didn't end up pregnant with a rapist kid. I am grateful that I wasn't murdered when I was being violated. I am grateful that I not only live to tell others about it, but I testify about it so that those that are in bondage about being abused can be set free, so that I can help to facilitate the shackles being set free. And so there are ways that you can take what the devil meant for bad. He tries to derail you from your destiny, but I'm trying to tell you that God has a purpose and a plan for you, just like he did for me. And because I know he's not a respecter of person, God desires to bless you just the same or even more. He doesn't love one kid more than he loves the other kid. So no matter what you may have experienced in your past, no matter what heartache you may have dealt with in your past and may be dealing with in your present, Daddy is right there with you, carrying you, cradling you, saying, "Don't worry, daughter. Don't worry, son. This is not unto death." And he is with you always. And even if you're feeling lonely, you're not alone. You're never alone. He is with you always, even until the end of time. And so tonight's show, tonight's segment, if you've got a question, if you've got a comment, if you've got a prayer request, I want to make myself available to you, because especially in this season, with all that's going on politically, with all that's going on, with the killings, the mass shootings that are taking place. I know that some people are feeling like they're in darkness. A good friend of mine lost his life this week, or I should say took his life this week, and that was a hard pill to swallow. And I know that, you know, it's not something that we are aware of. There are people that are dealing with all kinds of things, and we may not know it because, of course, you know, we're on social media, and they may be chatting it, but you can't be in all places reading everybody's posts. And so I encourage you, if you're having a challenge, if you're dealing with something that's bad or hard, I encourage you to tell somebody, share it with somebody. Pick up the phone, share it with somebody. Don't go at it alone. Don't go at it alone. That's my biggest statement to you this year, is don't go at it alone. If you're on the call and you want to share, the phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1 if you'd like to ask a question, make a comment, or request prayer. I am yours tonight. I'm available. I am available to be used. I am available to serve you, and I'm grateful. Another one of those gratitude words. I am grateful to be in a position to be able to bless you and arrest the airwaves on your behalf. And as I wait for those who may want to push 1 to actually ask a question today and be entered into queue, I want to remind us about love, how important it is, not just to love everybody else, not just, you know, to love your family or to love your friends or to love your children or to love your husband or your wife, but how important it is to love you. Self-care. You have to learn how to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you can help someone else. You know, I was out of town this past weekend. I shared with you guys at my aunt's funeral. Homegoing celebration is really what I should call it, because like I said, she was saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. And though I was with my mom traveling and being able to see a lot of my relatives, I knew when I got back, I needed some downtime. And when I say downtime, that's not bad time. That just means unwind, unplug, refocus, and my husband allowed me that. And I'm grateful that he knew, after coming from that kind of a trip, where I was, you know, traveling with my mom 24 hours a day for 4 days, that I would need some downtime. Offered, you know, did I need him to rub me a bath? Just did I need him to make me a fire, you know, in the fireplace? Those are the kinds of things that we need to do in order to make sure we can recharge our batteries. So what I want to say to you is, make sure you've located yourself. Make sure you know how much you can handle, how much you can bear of other people's challenges as well as your own. Because when you find yourself in a dark area, when you find yourself in a challenging situation, yes, right, Bill, when you find yourself in those kind of moments, like Jesus did, he pulls away. When the temptations are happening, he pulls away. He pulls away and he found himself a quiet place. Yes, he did, because he needed to be alone with God. And so we have to do that. And the temptations, you're right, are real. The temptations pull us away from Jesus, who can redirect away any of the temptations that come toward us. And in addition to the temptations pulling us away, sometimes we willingly go. We surrender to the temptations. There's a temptation to be on social media all day. There's a temptation to be on the phone. There's a temptation to watch news channels all day. And I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of good news on TV. Not to say don't watch it. It's just that sometimes you got to pull away from the things that are toxic to you. And there are occasions when things aren't all green lights, when things aren't coming up pink, rosy color, that I have to just get away, steal away, have some time to myself, go get a manicure, a pedicure, a massage, go get my hair washed by somebody else so that I can relax in that thing, or go and read a book and be still and know that God is with me in whatever it is that I'm dealing with. Sometimes the best journey I can take is in a good book, because in a good book, it'll take me someplace that I'm currently not. It'll take my mind someplace that I can use my imagination and know what it would be like to see the ocean in front of me, or to catch a sunset, or to catch a sunrise. So sometimes you have to know how to steal away So be grateful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Also, be hopeful. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what challenge, be it a health challenge, be it a financial challenge, be it an emotional challenge, be it a challenge where your parents or your loved ones are struggling to just know who they are or where they are or what they're talking about, you can still have hope in the midst of that. Hope that you're in a position to hear it. Hope that you're in a position to feel and to have real emotion. Hope that you're in a position to walk or see or talk or hear. You know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that my eyes aren't where my nose is. I'm grateful that my hands aren't where my knees are. God made everything about us so perfect. So perfect that everything works just as it should be. And even when there's a challenge, a health challenge or financial challenge, God always allows you to see the greater good in the situation. You know, I was watching, and I can't think of the name, but my husband knows it, the football player who doesn't have a hand. And there's a commercial that runs about him, and I can't recall his name right now, and I'm sure you know it. If anybody out there knows it, you can let me know what the name of the gentleman is, an African-American boy, young man, and he and his brother both play professional football. And while they're playing in this commercial, they are the dad's teaching them how to shave because the one son only has he has both arms but no hand on one of them, and he's teaching them how to shave. And then they're practicing outside doing, like, drills, and he's telling his son, keep up, keep up, keep up. And then eventually they show him being drafted, you know, being drafted into the NFL, and then they show him playing football on the court. Because no matter what you think your limitations are, God can take little and turn it into much. And here it was, this young man with no hand playing professional football. He's playing for the NFL. And so God will use your story. I'm also reminded of a young man who has no arms and no legs, and he preaches and speaks and teaches around the world. Why? Because he took what he had. He took what God gifted him with, his natural ability, and he used it. He doesn't have arms. He doesn't have legs, but he's got a mind, and he's got a mouth, and he uses it to God's glory, and people around the world are giving their life to the Lord because he is using exactly what he had to give. You know, I'm reminded of the story of the woman with the oil. See, this is how you get to gratitude. You get to gratitude by changing your attitude, by reminding yourself of what you do have. You all know the story of the woman with the oil. She went to the prophet, and she said, my husband had been good to you. She says, but the debt collectors are coming after me, and they're coming to take my slaves because my husband and I owed some money to them. And the prophet asked her, what do you have? And she says, I have nothing. And then there's one of my favorite words, but. She said, I have nothing but a little oil. And the prophet then tells her, go. You and your son, go get all the vases, all the jars that you can, and I want you to go into a room, just you guys, and I want you to pour. Close the door and pour, and do not pour. Do not stop pouring. And he told her, don't get just a few jars. Don't get just a few vases. Get as many as you can let, and go into that room and pour. And the woman began to pour the oil because all she had was a little oil, but with God, your little can become much. And so she pours and she pours and she pours, and she tells the son, bring me another vase. And the son said, I have no more. And instantly the oil stopped pouring. And directly following that, she then took the oil that she had poured into these jars, into these vases. She was able to sell it off, pay off her debt, and her and her son lived off the remaining proceeds from this oil. Why am I going through that story, you might ask? Why am I telling you that story? Because you don't know what you have. You don't know what your little is that God wants to touch and season to make more. But I want to tell you, and I guarantee you this, God definitely wants to turn your little into more. God definitely wants to turn your hopelessness into hope. God definitely wants to turn your attitude of despair or defeat into an attitude of gratitude. God definitely wants to turn that hate in your heart or that unforgiveness in your mind into a space of faith and a space of love, a place where he can actually do something with it. When you have an attitude of gratitude and when you have love in your heart, God totally changes things. He can turn it around. And a friend of mine says, hope gives you a glimpse of the getting off point of the terrifying roller coaster of life. How many of you know that the roller coaster of life can be terrifying? It is. And when it's infused with God's grace, meaning when hope is infused with God's grace, his power accomplishes more, more than enough of whatever you need. We become unstoppable. Be movement-oriented, even in these times of stillness. Hope is not dead, but alive in us. Hallelujah. That was from my brother, Jono. He shared that with me, and I'm so grateful. And I've got people chiming in saying, I'm grateful for my life. I am grateful for my life as well. I'm grateful for the fact that I get to love people. I'm grateful for the fact that I have the capacity to love. Some people don't even have the capacity to love, meaning they could be in a position full of love, where they administer love, where they share love, where they interact on a loving vibration, but they choose not to. Now, nothing's wrong with a person that may be an introvert or somebody that may be shy, but I'm so incredibly grateful that I'm a person who loves to share my love, and I don't have a problem with receiving love. And I'll walk up to a stranger in a bathroom, a grocery store, a gas station. It doesn't matter. There is enough love in me and enough joy in me that I can share that with somebody no matter where I am. And so I encourage you, especially during this season, to have an attitude of gratitude, to take the time to hope and to dream again, to have an imagination and allow it to run free like a horse on a field. Just let your imagination take off sometimes. What is it that you would love to do? Where is it that you would like to visit? Who is it that you would love to spend time with? Do it. Make a plan to do it. You know, one of the things that I talk to people about as an author and as a publisher, a lot of people come to me about ideas or things that they want to give birth to, a book, a CD, a business program or project. And one of the things I share with them is you have to set a due date. Because if you don't set a due date, you'll never give birth. When a woman is pregnant, the doctor tells her a due date. That's so that she can expect and anticipate an arrival of a being. And the same is true with your book or your CD or your business venture that you want to do, or even that trip that you say you want to go on. Well, nobody's going to plan that trip for you. Nobody's going to call you up and say, hey, I just planned you a trip. All expenses paid, you're going to stay at this particular resort, and it's an ocean view, and I've got your taxi all set from the airport to the – it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So you have to plan that for you. You've got to make and take the time to think about where you want to go, what you want to do, and how you plan to get there. That's called making a plan. That's called setting a due date, setting a date for something that you expect to happen, that you intend to happen. The same when a woman gives birth to a child. I'm going to pause for a minute. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to see if anybody has any prayer requests that they'd like to have me pray for them. If you have a testimony that you'd like to share, I want you to call in to 347-324-5246. Press the number 1 to be entered into queue, and I'd love to be able to encourage you as well as to allow our listening audience to hear your testimony and or hear your prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and take a little pause for the cause. We'll be back in less than 30 seconds. God bless you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom.
All right.
I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. OMG, OMG, OMG. I'm Mara Gale, the host of OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. And I'm super excited that tonight's show is about an attitude of gratitude, about having love in the midst of the darkness that's taking place out there, having faith in the midst of things that you can't quite see and you may not understand, and having a hope that truly doesn't disappoint. And if you've got a question, a comment, or if you need prayer, I want you to call in. The phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1. You'll be entered into the queue, and I'll welcome you onto the show so that you can join the conversation. As I was saying earlier, you know, a lot of times people are living in a darkness. There's a lot of people that are feeling hopeless. And my heart's desire is that we can refocus you into a place of gratitude, into a place where your attitude is definitely gratitude, where you get to think about what the Word says, think on these things, those things that are pure, those things that are true, those things that are lovely. The Word says if there's any virtue, any praise, think on these. So instead of thinking what you don't have, if it's money you don't have, do you have time? I remember when I was broke. Oh, my gosh. I was broke. I was in this little 900-square-foot apartment, and I was flat broke. I had no dollars in the bank account. But guess what I had? I had time, I had talent, and I had energy. So I went online, and I searched for some organizations that I could volunteer, serve. And in serving others, I was so full of joy and of hope and of a future, because what I realized is I didn't have money, but there were people that didn't have limbs. There were people that didn't have keys to their place to go and sleep. There were people that didn't have their own bedroom. There were people that didn't have a plethora of clothes in a closet. There were people who didn't have 20 wigs on a shelf. There were people who didn't have hair on their head. And so it changed my perspective. I may have been in a 900 square feet apartment for that little season, but God showed me that I had more than enough of what someone else needed. I had time, I had talent, and I had energy, and God allowed me to use that time, talent, and energy to be a blessing to others. Whatever you're dealing with in this season, whatever challenge you may find yourself in, whatever situation that may seem hopeless, God will use your little, multiply it. One touch for Him is all it takes. He will multiply it and make it more than enough for someone else. I'll make a plea one more time. If there's anybody out there that would like prayer, if there's anybody that would like to join the conversation about gratitude, hope, faith, or love, if you'd like to call in, dial 347-324-5246. Press the number 1 to be entered into the queue. This conversation tonight about gratitude, love, faith, and hope is literally my heart trying to reach you to say you're not alone, to say no matter how challenging or bad a situation is, God can turn it around in an instant. I shared with some of you all, some of the listeners earlier, that this week someone did a segment called 5 Minutes of Faith on me, where I talked about being gang raped at the tender age of 15, and I talked about, you know, some of the things I dealt with in my past. And God used that testimony. I got messages on Facebook and Facebook Messenger letting me know how it blessed them, letting me know how they had dealt with the same struggle, challenge, or obstacle. So you never know how your testimony will bless someone else. I've got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. If the last 4 digits of your phone number are 1-9-9-2-1-9-9-2.
Hey, we are on the air with Marla.
Hello, hello. You're on live. Hi, is that Sister Tara?
Yes, it is, Sister Mara. I just want to say my gratitude is for you being in my life and in that Vernon Park and being a helpmate for a pastor. And just let you know all the things that you are doing, God will keep giving you them crowns, the rubies on your crown. Just keep doing what you're doing, because you inspire people and don't even know that you inspire people.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Sitara. Thank you. To God be the glory. That's my friend, Sister Sitara. I bless God for her because she is a walking miracle. When this young lady was in the hospital on her back, she was praying for the doctors, literally saying, hey, are you saved? Because if they weren't saved, she wouldn't let them work on her. If they weren't saved, if the nurse weren't saved, she'd pray for them. There were people that came in our hospital room while she's on her back, and she began to just pray for people. So I bless God for people like Sister Sitara. She's a soldier that when she found herself in dire temptation, she prayed for other people, and God blessed those people to have breakthrough. God blessed those people to be encouraged while they were in the midst of something. Thank you so much, Sister Sitara, for calling in. I called your son earlier to wish him happy birthday, so God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. I have another caller, I believe, on the line. If the last 4 digits are 5194, if the last 4 digits are 5194, please feel free to let me know who you are.
Sister, big little sister. This is Jono.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, how you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic, and grateful. Grateful.
Yes.
You know part of my story that happened over this course of this past year. And first and foremost, I'm grateful to the Lord for sustaining and maintaining us and for birthing something brand new. We shared on your radio show a few months ago, and I got to come back on here, about Grace Steps. And we are in the process of filing for our 501c3. And,
woo!
You know, yeah, so God is doing this thing. He has aligned me with some incredible, credible people whom I can trust with the vision that God has given me. And they're going to walk right alongside with me on this thing. And, you know, it's amazing when you have the ear of a coach who happens to be the director of the coaching program at a theological seminary that actually just says, would you like me to coach you?
Woo!
And yeah, I mean, I blew me away. And, you know, it's just amazing how God will align you with like-minded individuals when you actually just take a step out in grace. His grace will step in.
Amen.
And I said it purposefully because we often say when you take a step in faith, but when you take a step in faith, know that you are actually activating the grace of God in your life. So, yeah. So I'll just say,
woo!
I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to your husband. I'm grateful to my wife and my family who's just been supportive and loving and prayerful, because God knows and y'all know.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, one of the things we've watched you carry grief gracefully. And I say that to say, Brother Pastor Jonal, I know one thing. You never lost your faith. You never lost your hope. As a matter of fact, you dug your heels in deeper to find out what Daddy could do with you in this season. One of the questions that people should ask themselves when they fall into a situation that they don't understand is, God, what do you want to do to me in this season that you couldn't do in any other season? And what do you want to say to me in this situation that you couldn't speak to me in any other situation? People need to learn how to carry grief gracefully, not sit in woe and be downtrodden and then cover their face in shame and feeling depressed and feeling depleted. God can use you if you give him permission to take your grief and replace it with gratitude, to take your darkness and give you a light and loving situation. And because you were so hopeful and you were so optimistic, you started taking these grace steps, and I watched you walk out that little baby, and now that baby is jogging down the street and it's about to start sprinting. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord for strategic partnership. I bless your name, Lord, for what you're going to do with Grace Steps and Jono in this new situation. I bless your name for strategic partnerships and associations, Lord God, that will provide him with everything he needs to be everything he needs to be to his family. Lord God, I bless your name for the stamina, for the strength that he's had to run this race. I bless your name for those that have opened up their hearts and their minds, Lord God, to cultivate the gift that's within him. I bless your name that every place the sole of his foot treads, that land he shall possess. I bless your name that your heart's desire is to bless
yes.
him. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I bless your name that eyes haven't seen nor the mind thought about the things that you want to do with your son. I bless your name that his latter days shall be greater than his former days. I bless your name,
hallelujah.
Lord God, what you're doing with him and what you have yet to do, because greater things is what you have in store for him. And I bless your name that he didn't get weary and he did not faint. Lord God, he was steadfast. He continued to create content. He continued to serve where he could. He continued to volunteer and give his gift and give his talent, Lord God. So I ask you, Daddy God, Lord Savior, multiply it in the name of Jesus. Prosper him in every area of his life in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree a rainfall of blessings in the name of Jesus coming your way. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
I pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord. bless them. Thank you
Hallelujah.
So much for calling in, Pastor John. Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My husband and I do so stand in faith with that for you. We stand in faith
Amen.
For your future. And it is great because his word says it is. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to bring about an expected end, which means what? In the end, you win. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you and keep you in my prayer.
All right. I'm going to drop off the line because you probably have some more folks. All right. Love you, sis.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah,
all right.
You guys. See, that's what God's power would do. All we have to do is surrender to him. God desires to bless you. God desires to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I watched that brother walk. I watched him walk in his situation, and he never gave up faith. He never gave up trusting God. Matter of fact, his faith was increased, and he created something called Grace Steps, and you're going to hear more about it a little bit later because God has blessed him with strategic partnerships and to be aligned with people that believe in his vision. I want to avail myself to you. If there's a prayer request, if there's something that you'd like to share, something that you're grateful for, like Sister Satara made her request known that she was grateful, and I'm so grateful that she appreciates what it is that I have to offer. My little, God can touch it and make it much. And the same thing he desires and can do with you and your little, whatever your little is. So I'm here and I'm available. If there's a prayer request, if there's a testimony and you'd like to call in and share it or request a prayer, I'm going to be on the lines for at least another 5 minutes. The phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1. To be entered into the queue and onto the line so that I may pray for you, so that I may hear your testimony, so that we can hear your testimony. Of course, tonight's show has been about gratitude, about love, about faith, about hope. And one of the things I just shared is there's a couple of questions you should ask God when you find yourself in the wilderness. Lord, what do you want to be to me in this situation that you couldn't be to me in any other situation? Lord, what do you want to speak to me in this season that you couldn't speak to me in any other season? I've got another caller on the line. Caller, if the last four digits of your number are 0101, you're on live with OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show.
Hello, beautiful Omara Gayle. This is Rosie Reed calling in from California to say
Rosie
I love you
Reed.
And I am grateful for you. You have been a blessing in my life. And you were there to support me in some of the most interesting times. And I'm just so happy that I finally caught your show. Oh, my God.
Rosie,
yes.
I'm so glad you tuned in. And you got a testimony. Can you briefly share with some of our listeners your testimony? I believe it would encourage someone. I know personally what you've lived with and been dealing with. Can you sum up your testimony in maybe a 3 or 4 minute conversation so that people can be encouraged how to never give up, how to never stop, how to keep moving forward, even if moving forward means moving forward with crutches? Can you share with them that? I think someone would be encouraged by it.
I will do my best because there's so many chapters and layers. But what I will say is, number one, if you miss anything that I say in the future, find a way to hold on to your hope. Find a way, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through meditation, whether it be through a book, whether it be through exercise, whether it be through friends, whether it be through family, because what I find is in the darkest of the darkest hour, just that one piece of hope or that one ray of light can get you just through the next day. And it's not, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm just trying to get to tomorrow.
Okay? Yes.
I just need
yes.
to get to tomorrow. And then in tomorrow, be grateful for tomorrow. I'm thankful that I can push my walker across my apartment back and forth, that I can live on my own after being in a car accident.
Say that again. She said grateful that she can push her walker across the apartment. Tell them what happened
yes.
to you, Rosie.
I was in a car accident when I was 14 years old. I came into the earth a dancer and a great dancer. And my plans as a child was I was going to be a Broadway choreographer and a child psychologist. My grandmother taught me how to read, so I loved books and reading. And then I literally went from a dancer one day to a paraplegic the next day. I knew what the word meant because my grandmother taught me to read at a very young age, but I didn't know any paraplegics. I hadn't experienced any paraplegics. There were no paraplegics in my life or in my family or, you know, even in my school or in my neighborhood, you know, where now it's very common. Paraplegics are everywhere. And if you don't know what a paraplegic is, or when you hear the term SDI, it's a person who has difficulties with their lower extremities. They may not work at all. They may work partially. And or it could be, I don't think this is politically correct, but a person who, a wheelchair user, because it changes every week, so I don't know. But anyway, and yeah, through all of that, you know, I was, it was a very interesting time for me being 14, but I know that that's why God had my grandmother to teach me to read when I was three. I know that's why God had me start school on a fifth grade reading level, because in that time, I began to read books, Marva, that people normally start reading when they're 40. All the books, you know, the powers of positive, you know, the Louise Hay and all the powers of positive thinking, you know, and because my grandmother taught me how to read very young, I understood the word of God. Unlike my friends, when we went to church, they sit in the back. I'm always on the fourth row because I wasn't there to sit in the back and eat now laters. I was there to get something, you know, and so that's, it's the divine alignment. When people don't understand it, I say, look back. Look back to your past and see how something just kind of fell in place. It didn't kind of fall in place. It was meant to go that way. What you had to do was step in place so you could fall in line with alignment. Alignment is there. But what we tend to do is sidestep and double dutch around it because it means we got to get right. Who we have to be on the other side of that blessing is not who we are today. And it's not always easy to surrender and be honest about our STUFF, if you know what I would be spelling. You know what I'm saying? Get real. Yes. Be who it is, because the bottom line was, and then they told my parents to go home because I probably would not live through the night. That's how much hope the doctors had. Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Can you imagine that? Yes. And every single physical victory that I had, they said I would never have. And then that was at 18. And then at 18, I, being a very community-involved person, and my mom was a Black Panther, being very community-active, you know, and I had my group of performers, I got tickets to the Miss Black Fresno, and I was just sitting there, I was like, this is nice, I'm going to do that next year. I'm going to wear blue chiffon, blue lace, I'm going to have my hair braided with beautiful shells, and I'm going to sing Out Here on My Own from Fame, and I'm going to win. And that is exactly what I did the following year. Exactly. God laid it out while I was sitting there, he showed me, it just came to me just like that. And I was never a pageant girl. I was never a pageant girl. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I didn't watch pageants. I didn't go to pageants. I still don't. You know, really,
Rosie, that's exactly what we're talking about. God will take your little. If you would just surrender your little, if you would surrender whatever it is that you have, surrender it into his capable big hands, he will take your little, multiply it, and give you much, because that's the way that God operates. But most of the time, we're so busy holding on to what we don't have. We don't. You found yourself that you are paraplegic in that season, so you could have focused on the fact that I can't walk without assistance or I can't move, but you said, no, I'm going to be in that pageant. You imagine, you saw yourself, and then you did something. You took an action and made yourself, apply for it, and then what happens? You enter it and you win, because you know with God, your little becomes much. That's how our daddy desires to bless everyone listening under the sound of my voice. God wants you to surrender. Rosie was a great example of that. That's exactly it. Rosie, I thank you so much for not only calling in, but for sharing your testimony with our listeners, because in doing so, you give someone else permission to whatever they're dealing with, whatever their challenge or season of darkness or drought may be, you just embolden them. You just empower them to trust God a little bit more, to believe that God can and God will, because God doesn't love Rosie Reed more than he loves the next person. So thank you. Be encouraged. God bless you, my sister. And I'm so glad I got a chance to hear your voice again. I miss you, and ain't nothing you could do about it.
I love you, too.
All right. God bless. See, okay, folks, that's what I want to say to you. Listeners, that's what Daddy has for you. There's more in store. There's more in store. I've got time for maybe one more caller. If not, close the line out in prayer. I'll give you a couple of minutes if there's something that you want to say, or if you have a story of a gratitude story, or if you have a prayer request, I'm available tonight. If you're worried about the challenges of going into this winter, fall, Thanksgiving, Christmas season, there's a lot of people that have lost loved ones, and the holidays are some of the most challenging when you aren't around the people that you're used to being around during the holiday. I want to pray for you. I know that Thanksgiving is a time that you give thanks, and a lot of people gather around a table with family and loved ones, and if you've lost a loved one or a family member, this particular Thanksgiving may be a challenging one. I want to pray for you. Or Christmas, you know, perhaps you were used to spending Christmas time with your children and maybe you lost a child. I want to pray for you. So if there's something that I can do, if there's a gift or something that I can share, I'd love to be of assistance and of use to you tonight. And if not, I just thank the Lord that you all tuned in and that you listened in, and I pray that something that was said, something that was shared, or something that was done tonight encouraged you, infused an additional amount of hope or a different amount of faith, or a changed your attitude to gratitude, or infused your heart with love, because I truly do love you. I've got one more caller. This will be our last caller. If the last four digits of your phone number are 8384, you're on live with OMG Omari Gill.
Hi, Maura. It's Bill Russell.
Hi, Dale. Oh, my God. So good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you and good to see you again. It's good to see what you're
Thank
doing.
You.
I wanted you to know that, I mean, a lot of what you've been saying tonight has already answered my prayers and already given me strength to keep going. There are the times when I feel like, and you and I know what we do, and I feel on, and then I feel off, and then I feel on. There's that moment when I keep constantly doubting what I can, even as a father, and how much more successful I know that I will be. But in these times, and as you say, in this season, there's just that moment when you feel like you're alone, and you know that Jesus has been with you all this time. It's just remembering, instead of constantly asking him, which is what I still have a hard time with, is remembering to, you know that I've asked him, is that he's going to answer that prayer. I don't have to keep reminding him. And I need the prayer on that, to remember, to just keep constantly praising, to remember that Christ has the answer, that he is the answer, and that he will constantly answer my prayer. And that he's going to answer, and he's going to answer it in his time, but to be remembered to be faithful and present. And do like you said, you know, find something that you can do to give to other people while he's setting up that blessing.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I bless your name. Lord God, I praise you and I thank you for an opportunity to pray for my brother Bill Russell. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to instill your hope, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you remind your son that he's more than enough. I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to put his gifts, Lord God, put him on a showcase shelf, Lord God. Let others hear his voice, Lord God, and call him, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that producers and people plan with him in mind, Lord God, to use that gift called the voice, Lord God, to be able to empower, inspire, encourage, and to inform people about products. I pray in the name of Jesus for a spokesman job, Lord God.
In the name of
Jesus, thank you. National level in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you begin to rearrange his thinking, Lord God, to know that he has more than enough gifts to provide for he and his family. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will rearrange, Lord God, any thoughts of not enough, Lord God, and put it to more than enough. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. I pray that every place the sole of his foot treads and yet his voice, Lord God, that land he will possess. I pray in the name of Jesus that every recording he's done, Lord God, people will begin to spread it around, Lord God, like a wildfire. I pray in the name of Jesus that his son and his wife, Lord God, knows the talents, knows the gifts, knows the talent that lies within him, Lord God, and trust that he will do what you called him to do. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that as he prays to you, I know the answer was being said, Lord God. So I pray loose, Lord God.
He's
loose the answers right now. now, Lord God. Sometimes it gets caught in the heavenlies, Father God. So I pray for a loosing of favor, a loosing of prosperity, a loosing of open doors, and like a revolving door in an airport, Lord God. Let them not have to touch a knob, Lord God. Let doors begin to swing open as he walks up, Lord God. Let as he begins to open his mouth, let your floodgates open and flood
his
bank accounts and flood his email accounts with opportunities,
so I can give.
And deals. I bless your name, Lord God, for what you're going to do. I praise you right now that you're rearranging his mind and you're infusing hope. There's no darkness. There's no despair. There's no spirit of loneliness. I bless you right now, Lord God. He is loved. He has plenty of friends. And I'm not talking fake friends. I know he has people that love him. I know he has people that depend on him. And I bless your name, Lord God. Prosper him. Prosper his wife. Prosper his child. Bless his career. One touch from you on his career is all it takes, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Lord God, you reveal to him a strategic plan, a partnership that he can do, Lord God, to watch these things come to pass. In your mighty and matchless name, Jesus, I pray and say thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Bless your name,
thank
Lord.
You,
you're
yes.
worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for calling in, Bill. I bless the Lord for you. I
God
know
bless
your
you
talent.
Too.
I know your gift. And Proverbs 18 says that a man's gift will make it room for him and put him before great men. So I'm believing for a PB 18:16, a Proverbs 18:16 blessing for you, my friend. For you, my
thank
friend.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
I will
Father.
Await the praise report. I will await the praise report. God bless you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Well,
I am.
Family,
I am.
That's the end of my show. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Family, that's the end of my show. I thank you so much for tuning in to OMG, the Omari Gale Radio Show. You can catch this show on podcast on iTunes, Google Play, as well as the Stitcher app. All you have to do is look for Up To Me Radio and then search OMG, the Omari Gale Radio Show. I am arresting the airwaves every single Thursday night at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, 6 o'clock Central, and 7 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless you. Be encouraged. Have an attitude of gratitude. Have more than enough love in your heart. Have faith for your future and have hope, because hope does not disappoint. God bless you.
Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to, so we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.